certainly proud of our football team for fighting on the road here in a very difficult environment against a very physical, good football team. We did a lot of things wrong, but we were tough, mentally tough. Stayed in it in the fourth quarter. Did a good job of limiting the big plays that they're certainly capable of offensively, and made enough plays there certainly in the fourth quarter to win the game. So, you know, when you win one on the road against a team like this, you don't give it back, and we're certainly not gonna. Very happy to be 2-2, and we'll look forward to getting ready for our next opponent here tomorrow.
Josh, you know, your team needed this type of win, hung in the balance to prove it can win. But Kyle Orton especially, I thought it was big for him. Talk about him.
Yep. He stands in there and took a lot of hits today, certainly more than maybe what we have liked to have him take, particularly early in the game. But never lost his poise, continued to be confident on the sidelines, made a lot of critical throws for us to change field position sometimes when we had an opportunity to be backed up there offensively. And then, he executed when we needed him to execute, you know, in those couple two-minute drives. And, you know, very, very pleased with the way he's leading our football team, with the way he's playing. Certainly we're not helping him one bit with the running game right now, and that's difficult to continue to take that burden on and really move the football only through the air. But if that's what we have to do while we continue to try to work on that other part of our game, that's what we got to do, and Kyle has been up to the challenge.
Speaking of running game, it seemed that you resisted the temptation to abandon it.
Yeah,
is that correct?
That's probably a pretty fair assessment. We're not going to go into any game and try to be one-dimensional. I do think though, at some point in a game, and I think for today, I think it was 9 minutes and 27 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. We all right, that's enough. I'm done talking about the running game right now. And if that's what we got to do at some point in the game, that's what we got to do. You know, you play to win the game, and if you don't always maintain that balance, then you got to try to do it the other way. Certainly, that's not our goal each week, and we got to work hard to improve a lot of things in our running game right now, because certainly we're not doing very well.
Your defense kept giving the offense a chance in the second. I think only three first downs they got in the second half.
Yep.
Especially on Chris Johnson.
Yeah. We that was the game plan. Set the edge. Don't let him bounce to the outside. We blitzed the two outside linebackers, I think, 55, 60 times or however many plays they had. I mean, it was close to all of them. Just to make sure we contained him and didn't let him get to the outside and get to the perimeter where he makes most of his big plays. And, our defense did a great job of keeping us in the game, you know, long enough for the offense to make enough plays in order to take the lead. It took us a long time, but, you know, they did a great job of playing complimentary football with us and giving us some field position, too.
The timeout you took at the end of the half with a field goal, 23 seconds. It was fourth down.
Yeah. I wish I wouldn't have called it early. I should have called it, let it go a little longer. That was a mistake on my part. Say it again. You're talking about the one that the wind? That was it. Yeah, that was not a. We talked about that type of play for our return unit yesterday, because we knew it was going to be 20 mile an hour winds or whatever it was, and we talked about being ready to fair catch the football if one of them got caught up in the air, and just so happened it ended up being, you know, our kickoff team that ended up being a part of that play. So I thought that was good awareness on their part to really be there and try to get the football, because once it hit the ground, it certainly was live and was an enormous play in the game.
Demarius on kickoffs, how do you think he did?
I think he did pretty well. we've been working with him. He's a guy that really hadn't done that much in his career up to this point. But, you know, when he catches it and gets going, that's a big man to be running that fast and have to try to tackle him on the kickoff team. And, the biggest thing is making sure we field the ball, you know, in a windy day. And so we had a little bit of hesitation when we went out there at the beginning, but he caught him well in pregame, and he certainly made enough of an impact today that I think he'll be back there again. No, it really affected the kicking game more than the passing game. I really think that's – and again, it would have to be, you know, heavier wind than that to affect the passing game. I think most of the throws certainly were shorter and intermediate type of throws because of the pressure they were getting on us early in the game, and that was kind of how we tried to counter that.
Vickerson ahead of McBain today.
Just
Tennessee have anything?
Nope, competitive situation. You know, we rotated all of them in. All of them played. You know, we just, if you stop the competition at the beginning of the season, then, you know, I think practice can sort of suffer. So all of our players are in competitive situations, and we just felt Vickerson had a good 2 or 3 weeks here and kind of surged ahead a little bit, but this still open competition from here.
Do you think the tone of the game was almost like a division game?
Like absolutely. Absolutely. They're a good football team. They're well coached. They seem to be in games with a ton of penalties. And that's a credit to how physical they play, their toughness, and sometimes that leads to some things after the play. But definitely the intensity was there from the opening kickoff all the way through. You could tell. And I thought our guys and their team did a good job of kind of holding on in a couple situations that could have got out of hand, but. I would say it was really like a division game on the road.
How many offensive linemen will you put in a game?
As many as we can. I mean, we dressed 8 today, and I know we have 7 in there at one point. Yeah. I mean, hey, look, if they could, you know, let us put 8 in there and that would help us run the ball effectively, we'd do that too. So, that was just part of our short yardage and goal line package. And when we dressed only 2 tight ends, we knew we were going to do that, and we felt like that was the best thing to do going to the game.
Protection, was the noise a factor early?
I don't think so. We didn't have any false starts, and we didn't have any like where we got laid out of our stance. They pressured us. They pressured us a lot early in the game, which kind of discouraged the run game and also forced you to stand in there and block them one-on-one in protections. And I think until we got used to it and got comfortable with it, we had a few issues there. But this is an aggressive defense that you know, some games they pressure more than others. It seemed to be one that they felt like they needed to do that, and that's what their game plan was.
Was that legal formation fortuitous as it turned out?
You're talking about the first and goal at the 1? Oh, we'd have got it in right there at the 1 yard line. We'd have ran it right down the middle. Right down the middle. It ended up being that way. Certainly that's not what we wanted.
The Titans had a right cornerback that was a rookie. Did you guys look at that at all?
Yeah, I mean, but the thing about that is again, depending on the scheme they play, it may make it difficult to take advantage of a certain player. He was in man-to-man coverage sometimes. He was protected with a safety over the top sometimes. I think the biggest thing we tried to do was stay within our offense and not start trying to pick on one guy, because you start doing that and they play cover 2, you're throwing it somewhere else anyway. So I thought he played well for himself today, and again, we liked him coming out of college.